Hello and welcome to this National Life Skills Academy podcast, part of our series of short introductions to essential life-worthy skills to help guide your way. So sit back and enjoy.
We're constantly thinking about the future, what we're doing and what it'll be like, where we're going and how we'll get there. For some people, these thoughts and ideas are exciting prospects. For others, fear gets the better of them. The reason being is that when we have these thoughts, they're usually either positive or negative. People who have positive thoughts about the future and manage to see the positives in even the worst case scenarios are known as optimists. But what is optimism? Well, optimism is a mentally driven attitude of positivity and confidence. These people who expect good things to happen are often able to come back stronger and quicker from setbacks than those who think negatively. Optimism has a great many benefits that can help you both mentally and physically. However, you can be too optimistic. Your level of optimism is based around many factors. However, the good news is that it can be improved. So, if you're someone who thinks negatively, don't worry, because all it might take is a few adjustments here and there to view the world through a different lens of potential. So what makes you an optimist? Well, optimism is all about how you view the world, the expectations you have, and how they will be a positive boost for you and the people around you. But how does this come about? Because, as we all know, not everyone is an optimist. Some people just can't help but see the negatives in everything. The problem is, however, it's a slight grey area to define. A lot of the time, people's outlook will come down to their personal life events and how they've experienced them. Given that everyone lives different lives, it's hard to determine how people will react to unique or universal events. Everyone, both optimists and pessimists, will have different mindsets. Elizabeth Scott, PhD, is an author and researcher who specializes in positive psychology and has defined these mindsets as explanatory styles. There are three main styles that people will often have. These are stable versus unstable. The stable versus unstable mindset refers to how people will view things happening in the future. For optimists, their idea of stability will form from thinking that because good things have happened in the past, they will happen again in the future. For pessimists, it's the other way round. Their mindset forces them to focus on the negatives, and when a mistake is made, they will assume that more will follow. Again, this is a form of stability, but it's negative stability. They'll also think that because one good thing has happened to them in the past, then another good thing happening in the future is very unlikely, thus creating an unstable level of positive reinforcement. Next up, there's global versus local. Now, this style doesn't refer to an international level, but rather something that affects multiple areas of your life as opposed to just one. As optimists focus on positives, they take positives in one area of their life, for example a promotion, and apply it to all other areas. This creates the global of this style, as more aspects of their life are improved by this positive change. In contrast to this though, optimists won't apply mistakes to all parts of their lives. Instead, they keep them localized to that specific area. This is the opposite of what pessimists do. They assume good things happening are flukes and one-offs, and that they can only happen in one area of life. But on the other hand, mistakes will be made everywhere, in all aspects. And the final style is internal versus external. What this style boils down to is whether people believe they have had good things happen to them on the basis of their own doing. Internally, optimists will think that, for example, getting a promotion is down to their own hard work, making it internal. This is the external thought for pessimists. They believe that good things happening to them are out of their control and doing, backing up the idea that they're one-offs. Mistakes, on the other hand, are in reverse. Optimists believe that mistakes are external factors that are out of their control, and pessimists believe the mistakes are their fault and internal doings. Of course, these styles typically refer to whether you're a complete optimist or a complete pessimist. And whilst you might find yourself to be a pessimist when it comes to global versus local, you might find yourself to be an optimist in the stable versus unstable style. Typically, however, optimists usually have a similar mindset and outlook, and share characteristics and traits which can be used to predict whether you view things optimistically or pessimistically. These characteristics can include, but are not limited to, looking to make the most of opportunities, accepting mistakes but being able to move on quickly, having a good sense of gratitude, a willingness to face life's challenges, and the ability to appreciate negative experiences and, more importantly, learn from them. These are just a few of the many traits that can potentially label an optimist. But, as mentioned, they can be learned as well. We've spoken about gratitude and mindfulness before, and these are useful in becoming more optimistic. But there is something that can be used on top. Cognitive reconstruction. Cognitive reconstruction is all about changing the way in which you go about thinking and trying to improve it so that you're better suited to thinking positively as opposed to negatively. There are 5 main steps involved with this method of becoming more optimistic, and they include identifying the issue. The first thing to do when trying to remould your thinking process is to work out and identify what's triggering negative thoughts or expectations. It could be past experiences, or just a general lack of belief in something. Regardless of what it is, however, identifying what that specific cause is can go a long way to help determine what needs to be done in order to change your mindset and outlook. It can also relate to specific situations that you might find yourself in. Once you've done this, you can begin to assess. Now, this step relates to how you're feeling in the moment. Do you feel like something's not worth it because you don't expect something good to come from it? Are you worried that in certain situations you'll feel panicked and therefore don't work at a higher level, resulting in poorer performances? When you assess these, you can start to take notes on them. In this moment, or the moments just after, you'll want to take note of the exact emotions and thoughts that you just had. The response that you give can help to identify what the true issue is. From this point, you'll want to confirm whether there was any justification for your panic, fear, stress, and general negative outlook. The way in which you can do this is by looking at the evidence of your thought process, an internal statement. For example, this isn't going to work, so what's the point? And comparing it to the final outcome. At times, things may go wrong, and you can feel justified that you were right. But this isn't going to be the case every time you're in a specific situation. And finally, the last step forces you to rationalise. When you rationalise, you take the bias out of something. You remove your own opinion and look purely at the objective facts. Be honest and ask yourself questions relating to your thoughts and outlook. The more honest you are in answering these questions, as well as applying them to specific situations and emotions, the more chances you can have of becoming more optimistic. You might think that it's just a mental attitude, and that most people in most situations will tough it out and do the work whether they want to or not. But there's more to it than this, and there are plenty of benefits that come with being an optimist. Just to name a few, you can have better health. Studies have shown that being an optimist can actually improve your health both physically and mentally. Mentally, it makes sense, as being an optimist creates a positive outlook that with work and a little bit of luck here and there can be achieved. This reduces stress, which is a factor of poor mental health, and can lead to other mental illnesses like anxiety and depression. But physically, your health can improve as well. Some studies have shown that those who are optimistic tend to have a lower chance of developing cardiovascular diseases and can even have greater survival rates against chronic diseases and cancers. If this is to be believed, then this would mean you have a longer lifespan. So, in essence, being an optimist can actually help you live longer. Being an optimist also improves your persistence. If you want to be successful in life, then you'll have to be persistent. Setbacks are a part of success, but if you aspire and aim to bounce back quicker and stronger in order to achieve that success, then you'll need persistence. People who are optimistic are more likely to be persistent, as they'll view possibility positively. They'll learn from setbacks and continue towards their goals, whereas pessimists are more likely to give up and give in to that negativity. And speaking of reaching your goals, the achievements that you reach as an optimist can be reached quicker and with more belief. A pessimist might reach a certain level of achievement and think, "This will do, I can't go any higher." And that might be the case. But for optimists, it's not a possibility. They want to go higher. And whilst it might not always work out, they still have the confidence to try. Because, as I've said many times before, you can never know what's going to happen in life. Being an optimist and having optimism isn't just a mindset. It's a way of living. If you want to achieve success, feel comfortable with your life and where it may go, then the chances are you'll need to be an optimist, or at least have some level of optimism within you. Like I said, we're constantly thinking about the future. So let optimism fill that future with hope and not fear. Thank you for listening to this Life Skills podcast, and we'll speak again soon.
Thanks for listening. We hope you found that to be informative, and you'll sign in to listen to others in the series. We look forward to any requests or feedback. See you again soon.